Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? Thank you so much for joining us this week. If you want the podcast to be weekly, you can join us on Patreon.
Yeah, so if you join us on Patreon, that means you get an extra episode every other week. So that gives you 4 episodes a month.
Yeah.
Well, one every week, you know what I mean.
They know what you mean. And yeah. It's only, I think the bottom tier is £3.60, and we'd really appreciate it. It means we can keep the podcast going, and it means I will cry less.
I hope not. We need her to keep crying for this podcast to keep going. So it's a balancing act between you giving us a bit of cash to help us keep it going and Harriet keeping on crying. So
I'll be able to afford tissues this way, though, so it'll make it easier.
It's a tissue game.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Sorry?
What does that do if you say testing?
It's just for my own benefit, just to say testing to myself.
You're just
testing
my voice.
Because if you just speak for the first time after a little bit of quiet, it sometimes comes out like a little bit raspy or so high pitched.
It was just a run through for you.
Yeah, you need to run into it, don't you?
Okay.
Go on, do one.
Testing?
No, that's so
I panicked as I said
weirder.
Yeah, it sounds weirder. Welcome to another episode of Why Is Harriet Crying with my colleague, Sunil Patel.
And my colleague, Harriet Kemsley.
And our other colleague, Bobby Mair.
Hello.
Our other colleague.
Our other colleague.
I'm your husband.
No, colleague.
With Harriet's husband.
Colleague.
Our relationship's changing and no one told me.
Yeah, sorry.
But you are colleagues as well, really.
Yeah, mainly colleagues.
What? No.
Yeah.
We fuck on the regular. Don't say we're mainly colleagues.
What? I fuck all my colleagues, don't you?
Yuck.
Fun.
But you've worked together as well.
We also work together, yeah. Yeah. You know that.
Professional husband and wife.
Professional husband and wife, not just any old husband and
wife. Is it Mr. and Mrs. Bobby Mair?
I'm Ms. Kemsley and he's Mr.
What is Ms. Ms. is?
Ms. is like...
ashamed you're married. Ms. means ashamed I'm married.
No, because Mrs. just... If my name is Mrs. Kemsley, then I'm married to myself. So it doesn't make any sense.
Because my
surname is Kemsley. I'm not changing my surname to Mair. So if my surname is Kemsley, then my name is Mrs. Kemsley. It doesn't make sense.
It does.
Nope.
It doesn't mean you're married to yourself. It just means you didn't change your name.
It just means you didn't change your name.
No one hears your name and think, that woman married herself. Like, that's why it doesn't make any sense. No one's ever thought that.
Because it's never
happened. You keep saying that.
I think that. That's why I haven't changed it.
You're the only one, though. That's like a line of logic that only you would go to. No, there's no other person on the planet that thinks, oh, your name's Harriet Kemsley. You must have married yourself, Mrs. Harriet Kemsley. No, Mrs. just means you're married. That's the more what Mrs. No. means. Yes, yes. No one who's not married
but
is called
it's
Mrs.
It's not very feminist because there's no Mr. equivalent. There's no Mr.
Yes,
Mr. It's
because
just Mr.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't make the rules. I just follow them.
I know. That's why I don't follow them.
Okay.
Because it's very sexist. I shouldn't be defined by my marriage.
Well, you are.
And I like to leave a bit of mystery.
But you,
leave
but
people
you,
guessing.
But you still want to get married.
No, never again.
You know, no, but you still wanted to get married.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think I really thought about it through. But you
it's,
can be.
It's
I
a
think
tough
you can
one
be
to
married,
unpack,
but you
it?
Don't have to define yourself as a Mrs. Because why should you just be a Miss or a Mrs.? Just be a Ms.
I thought you did. I thought you really were proud of being a Mrs. Now.
What?
Yeah, sure. I thought you were like really like you made you feel adult.
I mean, you did love being married. It was you were all fucking about it. We talked about it for like 2 years. The roll up to it, Harriet. That's all
yeah,
you
but
cared
then it
about.
Happened,
so
it's
now,
like,
so
fine.
Wait, I spent 2 fucking years talking about a fucking wedding so you could be married, and then you get married and you're like, I'm not a Mrs.
Well,
you
fancy
are
it.
No, you are a Mrs.
I'm not a Mrs. I'm a Ms.
I lost 2 years of my life talking about what fucking. I lost 2 years of my life talking. About what table mats are going to go on tables.
You, no one asked you, Bobby. Don't pretend that anybody asked
hearing
you what
it
table
in the
mat.
Background. I'm not saying I did a lot. I'm just saying that was 2 years of my life. Even with thinking about it, oh, what kind of fairy lights should we have?
No one asked you again.
But you wanted it that badly. You got it, and now you're ashamed. That's pathetic.
I'm not ashamed. I don't define myself by
you
being
too.
Married.
Well, if you spent 2 years planning a party, it should define you.
Still some wounds to be explored there. Have you guys seen Indian Matchmaker?
No.
Is it good? You should really watch it.
I think I'd like that.
It's fascinating. So they visit various young people that are looking for a partner, or mainly whose parents are like, get married.
I want to get you
ASAP.
Can we get you on this show?
Oh, I'd be very low value.
Why?
There's already a guy on there who's looking for a wife, and he's a podcaster. And the woman gets his sheet of paper that has all his details on it, and she's like, No. No, he's a podcaster. Oh, and then it's like, she goes, I don't even listen to podcasts. And she's like a lawyer and stuff. It's really interesting how, like, some of these people, the best, my favorite one is where this dude's mum just really wants him to get married. And she's like, she shows him her blood pressure reports and goes, look, you're responsible for my blood pressure going up because you're not married. And she's like, you need to get married because your brother and his wife want to have a child soon. And he's like, what's that got to do with me getting married? And she's like, they can't plan on having a child until they know when your wedding is because they want to have a good time at your wedding.
Oh, and she's love just
like,
that.
She's like, you have to get married in the next 3 months. And he's like, what are you? Anyway, it's incredible because he's incredibly rich. The whole family are incredibly rich. He eventually found someone that he wanted to marry, but it was just a case of being
on
like,
the show.
On the show, and he's
I can't wait to watch this.
It's genuinely a case of looking through about 500 incredibly beautiful eligible women.
But would it be for you? Would you get 500 beautiful?
Oh no, God, no!
You'd get three duds.
I don't think you can refer to women as duds.
You can if you meet the right dud. Listen, are most women duds? Are most men duds? No, but some men and some women are fucking duds.
I think
anyone in our profession would be counted as a dud.
Absolutely.
What about...
But you're not just a podcaster. You also get cast as fat idiot dad. So
I'm fat idiot dad podcaster. Double podcaster.
Double podcaster
fat idiot dad.
I hope at your next fat idiot dad audition you say, I'm struggling to prepare for this role because I'm not allowed to see my kids. I find it difficult to really get in the mindset of father because since they were 6 months old, the court hasn't allowed me to be in the same room as them.
I don't know why.
Can you maybe talk me through really what it's idea. Like to hold a child?
Yeah, okay.
It's a really
all
good
right,
idea.
I'll do.
That would definitely
did you not see me holding a child in my last advert?
We haven't seen it. You keep going on about it. We haven't seen
I'm not going to keep going on about it.
Saying,
literally just mentioned it once.
No, you, every time
Who's child
you,
was this?
It was a doll, and it's clearly a doll in the
They don't trust you with children.
Well, it looks like it's born premature because it's absolutely tiny.
I was born premature, and they are. That seems.
Well, they look at me like that. I'm trying to look at Bobby.
Harriet was not born premature. That head gestated for a long time.
That's why. What was the head? Have you read Sapiens?
No, but I've pretended I read it at parties.
The first bit of it is why it takes so long for children to get to the stage where they're self-reliant. And it's because
they grow outside of the body.
Yeah, because most animals, once they're born, they're like 10 minutes later, they're walking and they're sort of okay. Whereas us, it takes ages. It's because our heads are so massive when we're born.
We can't
have a body big enough to match it. So we have to be looked after for ages until like...
Why hasn't evolution dealt with that yet?
Well, it's dealt with it by making parents look after
us. What's going to happen is a lot of babies are going to have to die in order for this to be solved. Like once quite a few babies die, then they'll just have to adapt.
Harriet,
who?
That's what happened. Evolution. That's what happens. You have to. So you just leave some babies, and then when the next babies come, then they're like, "Oh, we need to come out walking."
You're no Charles
and then
Darwin,
they'll live. Then they'll live evolutionized really to be walking.
Science.
You know what I worry? You know what I worry about is
Harriet becoming in charge of anything.
Yes, that's a big worry, but I.
That makes absolute sense. That's evolution.
That's the problem.
Once they
it
hit a problem, then something different happens. You just, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave a lot of babies to fend
that's
for
not,
themselves.
That's not what... No,
and
that,
then
you
we won't need childcare.
At all.
We
you
won't
don't
need
understand
childcare.
Evolution.
It will make so much... People will just be able to get on with their lives.
Harriet, there's never been a baby born that was just could walk from birth, so it's not
going
to happen.
Exactly, that's why we need to make it happen.
No, that's not how
it
works.
How do we make it happen?
Once
about?
We get one, we have to breed the fuck out of that baby. Like that baby.
We're not breeding a baby, first of all. We're not breeding
a baby.
Let's breed this baby.
How do you breed babies?
Once it grows up, that baby has to have a lot of babies.
Do they not already?
Okay. My craziest evolution fact is that, like, you know how about half of births now are cesarean sections, C-sections, right? So,
I didn't know that, but go on,
he said, yeah, he did, but he didn't know.
The reason is because a lot of women, their hips are too narrow to give birth.
Shut up, really?
So, they have to give these C-sections. Because
what would happen to them in the past then?
They would have died.
Shut up.
See,
which means
evolution.
Which means the longer we do C-sections for, the more
the
necessary they are, and hips are narrowing. Which means if we ever get to a place where we can't do C-sections... Let's say, you know, a bit of a dark age, there's going to be a lot of death during childbirth.
But C-sections are pretty simple, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. You've ever done one?
No, but it feels like.
Simple?
Have you done a cesarean? No.
I could literally do a cesarean right now.
He's got loads of knives, loads of fruit knives.
I bought loads of knives, Bobby.
I think they use scalpels. I'm not sure. A scalpel.
I'll do an episode where I show off all my flick knives.
I'll do an episode where I cut vegetables with a scalpel.
All right, I'll do an episode with my craft knife as well.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, no, an interesting fact about C-sections.
Yeah, what we've learned is Harriet doesn't understand evolution at all.
I absolutely do. What I said made complete sense.
No, Harriet, evolution.
Babies have to evolutionize.
No.
First of all, that's not a word. It's not even close to a word.
It is. It's the active version of it. If you
evolve,
if you have
is actually you're looking for the word evolve. Is the word,
right,
not
yes,
evolutionize.
Okay, that's the shortened version of evolutionize.
The reason it doesn't work that way is evolution. Is natural. So one, if one baby was born and it could just walk and talk, yes, that's right. But
thank
since
you.
That hasn't happened,
what you're doing is mansplaining right now.
No. It's called
you're mansplaining. Not which nobody.
You can't
every
stop mansplaining.
It's just splaining. This is just splaining to an idiot. I'm splaining to an idiot.
Disagree, Bobby.
But even if a baby was born that could immediately walk and talk.
Yes,
but that
then
doesn't
we have to let that. We
but that's
have
not
to breed
doesn't
that baby.
That doesn't suddenly mean it's got an advantage over anyone else.
What for the parent? They can get on with their lives. They don't have to pay for childcare. They don't have to watch the baby. They don't have. They're just like, oh, great, the baby's got it.
If that's
it
wasn't, not true, how is a baby supposed to be born to know exactly how everything works?
Because that's what happened with a cow. So a baby cow comes out.
Yeah, but
and
a baby cow doesn't
out,
have to deal with like
around.
A baby cow hasn't got to keep its hands away from the gas fire, does it?
It just has to eat grass.
A baby does. Like a human baby has
okay,
to know
you have
how
to teach
operate.
It not to touch a fire.
And other stuff.
And other stuff.
Talk.
But it can walk around.
Talk.
Yeah, baby cows can moo, I think, quite early on.
That's not talking. That's not communicating.
So pumped for you to mother my children. I gotta say, just feeling jazzed right now.
Is that you're really looking forward to a social life as soon as you have a baby?
Well, yeah, of course.
That's actually...
of course.
That is...
I will have been pregnant for a long time. I want to get out there.
No drinking for nine months,
exactly.
Harry.
Yeah.
I want to get out there. God.
Apparently,
walking, baby.
Back in the day, like... people would, if they were pregnant, they would be allowed a couple of glasses of wine a day.
Yeah, I think they still
good.
Are. You just don't tell anyone.
That's right. Okay.
I worked in a bar once and this singer that was quite famous, I can't remember her name, but she was quite
Adele.
Famous in like the Zeros. What'd you call it?
Sophie Ellis Bextor.
You say your name for this story?
No, I don't actually know her name. Anyway, she was very visibly pregnant and she came and ordered Sambuca at the bar and she was doing Sambuca shots. And you were like...
That's
well,
it
you
is
don't
fine,
want to
I
judge,
think.
But I think shots is
I
maybe
think
you have to limit it somewhere. Maybe a shot of Zambuca.
But I think people are more judgy about motherhood now than they ever have been.
Yeah,
aren't they? Like back in the day, like mothers in Gin Alley would be necking pints of the stuff.
What's Gin Alley?
You know the Hogarth painting of like London in the 1700s when everyone was on gin all the time.
Yeah.
Mother's ruin.
That'd be
and
great.
Then the kids came out all like tiny.
Yeah.
But that's easier, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easier to manage.
Easier birth.
Hips, yeah.
Nearer hip. They'd live through the narrow hip birth.
That's fascinating about narrow hips, though. So you're saying, like, narrow-hipped women essentially shouldn't really be allowed.
Well,
shouldn't be around. Shouldn't be around.
I'm saying...
You
it's
think
medical
we should get rid of narrow-hipped women?
No, I'm saying medical advances mean that there are more narrow-hipped women.
I actually have narrow hips.
Do you?
But I don't think that's true. I don't think I know lots of women that have given birth that are tiny.
Tiny is not narrow hips and tiny are the same thing. I'm sorry that my fact you're disagreeing with. I read it in an article. I think it's true.
It's amazing. Bobby and I are talking to you about childbirth and
that you're telling
things.
Me about childbirth.
Harriet,
yeah, exactly. That's what.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
anyone else when they say mansplaining. I'm like, yeah, I get where you're coming from. Of course,
that's mansplaining.
If
you're mansplaining
to
me. And why it's okay to mansplain?
If it wasn't, no. Listen. If it wasn't,
listen to him. He's telling you something.
I'm sorry. You're trying to mansplain to me, please.
No. I'm totally fine with this.
Explain to me why mansplaining to me is
if
fine.
If it wasn't
please.
For mansplaining, you wouldn't. Be alive, like you. You're
that's really
true.
No, that's not
true. Free speech.
I'm just
free
saying.
Speech.
You
wow,
need.
You've really shown your.
Think
colors.
Of how many men in your life have told you things you needed to
think
know.
Think of how many women have told me things I need to know.
Not enough.
Lots of them.
Who? Name one.
My mom.
What did she tell you?
My sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your mom mansplains to you too. She's just a woman. She womansplains to you. Everyone has to very clearly explain things to you.
What's the actual definition of mansplaining? It's telling someone something they already know, right?
Yeah, just repeat, just like going on about
you do
something.
That all the time to me.
No, I don't.
Yeah, how you do.
Like what?
How are you explaining?
You'll say, Barbie, I want you to do that thing. And I say, yeah, I got it. Okay, cool. And then you say, Barbie, I want you to do that thing. And I say, I got it. Cool. No, you say, Barbie, I want you to do that thing. So
no,
you
mansplain
to me. That's
not explaining something to me. That's going, Bobby, please, will you clean the cat litter? Bobby, please, will you clean the cat litter? That's
you
not
are,
mansplaining. That's
you are
that's...
spectacularly annoying at points.
Wait, where did that come
like
from?
When you came into the into my house.
Yep.
You refused to take your shoes off.
You said
you, told
you
me
wear
was,
shoes in the house.
You told me it was
you
a
said
power
you wear
move.
Shoes in the house.
You told me it was a power move and you weren't going to take your shoes off. I don't know if the camera's picking it up at the moment. She's wearing snow boots in my house. She demanded two drinks. And we all know she doesn't drink
both the
drinks.
Because you never offer a drink. Whenever you've come to my house, how many times have I made you a drink at my house? Every time you come, I say, do you want a tea? Do you want a coffee? Sometimes I make you like a pot or I like, make like special coffee for you.
I made you
when
a tea.
Whenever you ever offered me anything. Yeah, because I asked for it.
And then you demanded another drink in your flask. You know
no,
I
wanted
you know
my
I only
cup.
Have three cups.
Yeah.
And one bowl.
Here's the thing about...
It's not my fault.
When I come to someone's house, I don't expect a drink. And when you come to my house, you're not getting one.
Yeah, I don't
but
expect
it.
That's
I
the life
nice
I live.
When people do, but I don't expect... I never like think that's this is rude for not offering me a drink.
Well, you should think that more.
Okay. Well, I was thinking as I walked up, someone's going to kick off about me not having enough tea in the house.
And by someone, I think they might hurt it.
Someone, I thought it would be...
you thought it would be me. Oh, where is my chai latte?
There's a London-wide shortage of chai latte.
Really?
Oh, dear. Yeah. Things are bleak.
They've run out of the powder. It's because, like, you know that Pret...
I was timing something, but I don't know what. The alarm when it keeps going off and I don't know how to stop it. And it went off in
That's been happening for 8 years. 8 years of my life. Harriet has alarms.
Every day it goes off.
She gave me that watch for like 5 minutes once to do something with it. Did I do it?
But then it happens again. I don't know what. There's a series of buttons that just make the alarm go off. At the moment, it's around 12:30 every day. It's 12:30 in the morning and 12:30 at night. Every day it goes off. And I don't
every
know how
12
to stop
hours.
It. So everyone looks at me and I'm like trying to press the buttons. I don't have to stop it. Or I'm trying to sleep.
Well, we wouldn't want to mansplain to you about how to fix a watch. So you're on your own.
Why don't you just Google it?
I don't know.
We don't know why.
That's stop mansplaining about how to fix a watch, Sunil.
So annoying. Is this so annoying?
How is that annoying to you? It's annoying for me because
it's really annoying for me that you won't even just begin to look into it. You just let it happen.
8 years since,
it's, since I've known her. Since I've known her, an alarm goes off on her watch every day. Sometimes it's at 3 a.m. God, I'll be going to sleep and it goes beep 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 beep, and I'm like, what? How? And then it'll be like that for a couple of months. Then it'll stop. But then it's a different time. And I'm like, how is it the time are the alarms changing? That's just chaos.
I guess it's quite a human thing to do, apparently, isn't
Thank
it?
Just you.
Like let. Well, it's not. I mean, like, it's one of those, like.
No, it's just murder. Murder's a human thing to do. Don't take what he said as a compliment. Just
it's not a compliment.
Human,
I mean, it's like
good.
A natural, so, like, you
yeah,
sort of compensate in other ways.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I had a bit of shoulder pain the other day. And I was on the phone to the physio and she was like, well, what you've done is like you've hurt your shoulder and then you've stopped using it as much and you've just used the other arm a bit more. So it's deteriorated. The muscles have got weaker and then it hurts even more. Aww. So it's like you sort of like just find ways around things and you ignore things that you don't quite know how to deal with in the moment. And you're like, I'll just deal with that another time. But it just keeps getting worse and worse. Like
well, you exactly have that because you've hurt your ankle like, and you can't run and you just don't do anything about it.
I hurt my ankle 15 years ago. It's done.
It's over now.
You could have done something.
Harriet
you
thinks
gone to a physio.
Yeah, when
or
I was 20 years old, Harriet thinks I knew physio.
Yeah.
About a 15-year-old injury.
Thing, like, I thought, oh, God, I got to talk to the physio. They won't do anything. And then she gave me these exercises. In 2 days, it was all over. She said it'll take up to 2 weeks. In 2 days, the pain had gone. It's incredible.
See, it's just doing something
It's crazy how, like, all the things that I think won't work because they feel too easy and, like, too, like, oh, this. They, well, especially when it comes to physio stuff, seems to work.
Okay. Like drinking
like
water.
Stretching.
What? Stretching. Yeah, you
no,
should
the water
stretch
thing's
every
nonsense.
Day. No, it's not.
What's the water thing?
Just drink water.
Well, full stop. Yeah, we ought to drink some water.
Yeah, we know that, Harriet. Stop mansplaining to us about how to drink water.
We don't need to drink 8 liters a day or whatever it is.
Yeah. What? No, you do need to drink water.
You do. No, you actually don't. Apparently.
I don't. I drink loads of water.
Yeah, well, we know
and
how
that. And hence why I'm so healthy.
That's why you need to piss all the time.
It's a whole like family thing for her. Like she wasn't properly like potty trained.
I was potty trained very well.
No,
actually.
No, but you. No, but I think
she goes on the floor.
She can't tell the difference between like being I could pee and I need to pee.
I went to the doctor about it. It's an anxiety thing. I'm worried that I'm going to need to pee, and so I go and pee. It's an anxiety thing. It's all in my head. It's not actually in my bladder.
Well, stop thinking. I have to retrain myself. Stop thinking it.
I can't stop thinking. I think I need to go pee.
Now.
You would now. I'm thinking about it.
I'm not going to let. Like I'm not going to let you go and pee.
Oh, yeah, you know,
you
can't go.
Yeah, we're both going to stop you.
I think the only way to get through this is to just make you sit until you piss yourself and realize it's not that bad.
Aversion therapy, yeah. Fancy doing that, but you do it at yours.
Just make you sit in a bathtub until you piss all over yourself.
Not on my month-old sofa, please. Sit in a bathtub until you piss yourself.
Don't piss on his baby sofa. This sofa's too young to be pissed on. My sofa's only a month old. Treat it nice. Don't piss all over it.
We've been having troubles with our cat because she wasn't going to the toilet ever.
Well, cats don't go to the toilet. You mean shitting in her litter box?
Yeah. So she had like really bad constipation for a really long time, and now she is like, we've brought her on this raw rabbit diet.
Yeah.
So she has raw rabbit delivered, and so why are you doing that?
No reason.
So she has to have raw rabbit, a pouch of raw rabbit in the morning and in the evening.
Who thought that would be a solution to it?
It absolutely is a solution. No, she was nearly dying.
Where did the solution come from? Who suggested
Red's girlfriend, Rosie.
Really? Yeah. Why raw rabbit then? Why is that good for
her? I don't know. It's really good for them though.
It's not about it. Our cat has like IBD.
IBS for cats.
Irritable bowel disease.
You know that.
So
no, there's certain IBS for cats again.
Certain
I can't do this again.
That inflame her body. And for some reason, rabbit is not, because it's a leaner, less fatty meat, so it doesn't inflame.
Yeah, so anyway, she's really well, but now she is pooping all the time.
That's good.
But yeah, so then we had a problem, because then we've been trying to sell our place, and then we tidied the whole place. My housemates, my brother and his girlfriend, they tidied all their rooms and their bathroom. Everything was tidy. It's been ages. The people came to view it, and we were like, oh, great. And then Amy and Freddie had been away, and then they got back. And then Amy called me and she was like, come in the bathroom. And in the bathtub, which is this massive cat shit that we just...
Cat shit in the bath, isn't
it? Yeah, but we just never mentioned it. So the house was completely pristine. These people looked around the house.
And there was just a shit in the bath. Were you in the house when they were looking around?
Yeah, we're just like, oh, welcome. That's where everything was normal.
The thing is, I get it. Look. If I saw humans just sitting on a toilet all the time, I have to go in this dirty sandbox to shit, but there's this nice toilet that, to a cat, a tub seems like a cat toilet.
But this seems like the cat has seen some of you shit first.
She's seen some shit in the bathtub, Bobby.
No.
Harriet?
I've never shit in a bathtub.
Have you ever let the cat into the toilet while you've been shitting?
I've let her in when I pee.
There you go.
So
she knows.
She pees at the same time. She'll go and pee and then I'll pee at the same time.
Yeah, but that's because you pee all the time. It's not like you're in sync with the cat.
This morning I woke up. Every morning I wake up to the cat crying for food.
She's now very desperate for food. Really? She's so hungry. She's put on so much weight and she loves this rabbit
so
much.
Loves this rabbit.
It's great. She's amazing. So healthy.
So this morning, I set my alarm for 11. I was going to sleep in, kind of recharge. Had a busy day yesterday. So I wake up. About 8:30 a.m. to the cat sobbing, just meh, 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 and Harriet sobbing because there's going to be another lockdown. I just wake up to sobbing all around me, meh, meh, and I'm like, I just wanted to sleep. Like I don't think it's. And then Harriet like loudly took a fucking shower, and I'm like, what a horrible morning.
Just women crying, surrounded
by crying.
Why is the cat crying for food rather than just
because she realized if she cries, we give it to her. So now
you've got a baby then. Yeah. You've already got a baby.
You've got a baby. She's louder than a baby. I think she just, from the first thing in the morning, she's like, meh, meh. Like she's like desperate for food. She's so hungry for raw rabbit.
So do you think she was like, well, that's good. I'd like to see her fat again.
Yeah, she's fat. She's a little fatty.
Is she fat again?
Yeah, she's so fat. Cute.
Oh, that's sweet.
But the human crying... is another level of like, I don't know, I don't want to, I just went back to sleep.
I would. What time was this?
It was like 8:30 in the morning. Harry just woke up and started crying about lockdown.
What are your sleeping patterns now? You're getting up at what time, do you reckon?
Me?
Yeah.
10.
Okay. And bed?
3.
Or sleep at 3. That's pretty good.
3 to 10.
7 hours?
Yeah, I don't want more than that. I like being awake.
Okay, yeah.
Always sharp.
I resent the fact that I now go to sleep at 12. Mm. Like, I'm like, gotta go to bed.
You're so sensible.
No, well, I've been doing this for ages because, like, there's not that many gigs, so I'm not up that late much anymore anyway. And if I am up late, I'm like, what am I doing? I've got nothing to do. I'm just watching TV.
It's just years of stand-up, though. I just, like, I can't turn off the adrenaline before midnight. And if I go to sleep before midnight, Harriet, I'll wake up.
You
go
to sleep at, like, 12 or 5. What are you talking about? That's a blatant lie. The other night you went to bed at, like, 11:30. That's such
maybe
a, like...
then I wake up, Bob. You know that. Like, then I'll wake up 2 hours later and just, wander around.
No, your waking up depends on how anxious you are when you go to sleep.
Do you do a 2-hour sleeping window and then wake up?
Harriet goes
on purpose. I'll fall asleep, but then if I fall asleep before midnight, then I'll wake up. And then I'll just wander around and then I'll panic and then I'll get cross with Bobby. Because he would have woken
you'll
me up.
You'll wake
at
him
4.
Up and get cross.
No, he'll wake
blames
me up at 4
for
when
her
he
waking
comes
up
to bed,
the fact
and I won't go back to sleep again.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Well, going to bed at 4 in the morning is fucking stupid.
No, it's not. Learn how to sleep.
What'd you do until 4 in the morning? You're just like, she's asleep and you're just
enjoy my own company. I play poker.
Do you?
Yeah.
Against people online?
Yeah, well, with some friends in Canada.
Oh, great. Okay.
And because of the time delay, I play late. You know, they play 8, I play at midnight. Or whatever. And play poker. I'll just watch a film.
Yeah.
I just really enjoy being alone every night for a few hours.
Do you want to join a film club with me?
Yeah.
It's where we choose films for each other to watch that we've seen but the other person hasn't.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Who else is in this club?
Jack and Ray suggested it like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Can I be in it? Have you ever seen Elf?
No.
No. Don't let Harriet in. It's please. Please. Don't let Harriet's sensibilities for movies. It's all... It's
the chaotic energy that you bring into our lovely little film club.
It's all rom-coms. It'll just be the worst 80s rom-coms.
I just don't like stressful films. I can't handle it.
Have you watched The Accountant yet, like I recommended you guys?
With Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
No. Is it good?
Wait. It's the only film I suggest to people that everyone's like, no, I'm absolutely not watching. it's a good film.
I think I'd enjoy it. I like Ben Affleck. There's a reason, you know? Yeah.
I like that photo of him.
The back tattoo.
No. The what's that one?
There is this picture of Ben Affleck's back with like a phoenix rising on his back. Like his whole back is a giant phoenix tattoo, right?
A real one?
The picture was taken. He said, oh no, it's for a film. That's not really. And then like 2 years later, someone took a picture of his back and it was still there. And he's like, yeah, it is real. Like on like some blackout drunk bender, Ben Affleck got his whole back tattooed.
The whole back.
Yeah, it's
his
whole back. It's great. Screenshot it in.
Right. I like the one of him. It's a great image of him just standing outside a front door, eyes shut, looking into the air with a cigarette in his hand, just like... just having a little drag on the cigarette.
We've all been there.
It's great, yeah. It's like, oh yeah, I know that feeling. Just getting out of the house and I haven't had a cigarette for a long time now.
How long?
Since, I think it's 7 months now.
That's
great.
What I
like about you is you just swing between drinking or smoking. As soon as you stop smoking, then you start drinking heavily. And then when you were smoking, you were like really anti-drinking.
Heavily.
But before you wouldn't drink at all. And then you were very like... And then now you're giving up smoking, you'd never smoke, but you'd just drink. So you just replace your vices completely.
I have a couple of tinnies, yeah.
Yeah, you just completely replace your vices.
Well, everyone does, Harriet. That's what everyone does.
No, you have to work with the underlying emotion or reason that like leads to one of your vices.
Calm down, morning crier. Like you're a fucking Eckhart morning cry over here, thinking she knows how to fix people. Oh, you need to work on the emotional.
I think you're the exact type of person that would become a therapist.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
a burn. That's a fucking sick
laughing?
Burn. That is a great burn.
The problem with Harriet was she took away.
The
she
problem doesn't, with Harriet.
That should be the name of the podcast. She took away. She doesn't drink really, doesn't do drugs anymore. But what's left is just a crying shell. Mm. And it's like.
I do drink.
So. Oh, yeah. You have got blackout drunk. Yeah.
Yeah, you get blackout drunk. Right? Yeah, yeah. A couple of cans a night maximum.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I do have wine regularly.
Harry, you're the only person we know who's gotten blackout drunk in lockdown. So you're not better than Sunil. You're not better than Sunil.
Just you're splayed in her bath.
Tits out on the bathroom floor, puking all over herself at 11:30 at night.
I've done it again.
Then puking all over our bed. And I'm worried she's going to fucking die and I'm going to get accused of her fucking murder because no one knew she was that drunk.
Well, make it about you, Bobby.
I'm going to make it about fucking me. I'm the one left alive fucking in a little shitty British prison. I don't want to do that.
Why are Canadian prisons so great?
Well, they're bigger. There's more space in Canada.
Do you want to hear a sad story?
No.
No one does. Yes. Good.
Very negative yes energy today, Bobby.
Yes, and.
Very negative.
I'm trying to bring some life to this podcast.
Stop vaping. Okay, so this is a sad story,
he didn't
story,
say no
right?
vaping.
Oh, I didn't say no vaping. I did say take your shoes off.
Yeah, but you didn't respect that, did you? So you don't get to make the rules.
You and Elliot are both wearing Halloween socks. It's really cute.
Orange socks.
Yeah. Okay, so penguin thefts at zoo leads to man's guilty plea. So this is, Bobby found this yesterday. So a man has admitted stealing two penguins, which were discovered in a village in Nottinghamshire by police following a tip-off. The penguins were reported missing when they were taken from a zoo in November 2018. He told the BBC he paid nearly £10,000 for the penguin after seeing them on an advert on Facebook. However, their microchip showed they had been taken from South Lake Safari Zoo in Cumbria. So this man stole these penguins and he tried to sell them.
Sorry, did you say it was a sad story?
It is sad. These penguins got stolen.
What's sad is he got 3 years in prison for it.
Did he?
How insane is it?
3 years?
Look, here's all he did. He took two birds and they got a bit ill when he tried to sell them. He took some other birds too. None of them died. None of them died.
Birds too.
Okay, none of them died.
Okay, yeah.
They got a bit ill, he tried to sell them. Is that morally right? No. But we are a society that daily murders millions of birds and eats them.
Yeah,
and we're putting a man in prison for 3 years for stealing a bird and make it sick. That's
for babysitting them, basically, because they were stolen in the first place.
He bought them off someone who stole them.
No.
Yeah, so this guy found out what happened.
No, no, the guy he was trying to sell the birds to. So this guy used to work at the zoo.
Right. He stole them from the zoo.
But isn't that... the morals of that are crazy. Like, that's such crazy, a reflection of us being...
Like, we value penguins more than we do, like, chickens then, I guess.
Yeah, and cows.
Isn't it weird, though? Yeah, we value animals from other places...
Yeah.
But we don't value people from other places.
No.
Also, we value trees that are old and we don't care about trees that are young, but we care about people that are young and not people who are old.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
I'm just saying.
Like it
makes sense, doesn't it?
I
understand.
Old people.
No, I understand.
I'm just saying the dichotomy.
No, I get it. I mean,
penguins are cool. Penguins are funny. But chickens are, yeah.
Chickens are so cute.
Well looked after chickens are delightful birds, but battery hens are.
That's not their fault.
I know
it's not. I'm not saying they're not as nice, but I'm saying
that's why people can't. You know, that's one of the reasons why people can't empathize with. Can you empathize with a chicken? I think it's all very sad. That I agree.
Yeah, thank you. Everyone feels sad now, so that's good. Achieve the.
The point of the story.
I do think it's quite a sad story when you put it when Bobby puts it like that.
Yeah.
Because at the heart of it, the story isn't sad really. It's just like, oh, a couple of penguins are all right.
He's going to spend 3 years in a cage.
So you're saying that's the sad bit? That
the
he's
sad
going
bit
to jail.
Is he's spending 3 years in a cage, being caged the by a society that cages birds and eats them.
Yeah, they caged them in the first place in the zoo.
That's
then
something
he
to think
took
about.
It to a different cage. That who even owns a penguin? How can you own a penguin?
Who owns
who
anything? You can't really own anything.
Well, you can.
Well, no, because you know you can't take
life.
It with you.
I could.
No, you can't.
Well, like, okay, then I'll just take all your things with me when I leave.
No, I mean when you
I
die. I mean when
you
die.
Yeah, but I could take your Pret sandwich
Harriet,
with me when I go.
This is I've been teasing Harriet lately because she takes things very literally. Everything's literal. Now Sunil just said an expression.
That's mansplaining. Stop mansplaining.
You can't take it with you, and you said you didn't understand that that's an expression. You took it very
Bobby.
Literally. Why do you think you took it so literally? You did.
Bobby keeps trying to make me think that I have. Asperger's. Okay. This is, we've reached the end of the podcast.
Do people with Asperger's take things literally? Do they can't
no, but I'm not saying, I never said you have Asperger's. I just said you have every symptom of Asperger's.
Okay, we've reached
what
the end
of
the
what other symptoms has she got of Asperger's?
Harriet, I wouldn't want to say.
I just like soft fabrics. That's about it, and I don't like loud noises.
What makes you think she's got Asperger's? What's her?
We watched Love on the Spectrum.
I'll just let you explain, Harry. I don't want to, like, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I don't want to seem like I'm teasing. I'm not even teasing you. Genuinely, we should maybe... Could you Google symptoms of Asperger's?
No. I am neurodiverse because I have dyspraxia. And so there's some crossover maybe that I don't like change and I like soft fabrics and I don't like loud noises.
I think that explains quite a lot of people though, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They're all neurodiverse.
I embrace change. I live for it. I hate soft fabrics.
No, you don't.
And I love loud noises.
Well, you're neuro...
Which means I'm normal.
You're, you're free. Free carrier.
Who's the freak?
Imagine if you loved loud noises.
Exactly. Wait till people
just, love someone like quiet. Someone like crashing cars. You're like, I'm calm. Just a calm psychopath.
Yeah, and who hates soft furnishing as well? Like, it's night. I suppose some people have a fear, don't they, of like soft furnishings.
No, I think it's more like if you hate like scratchy fabrics.
Oh, like, I see that kind of. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I can't
I'll just
wear
Google it. I'll Google it. What? You, that's
you
the whole point.
You can't diagnose me with.
I'm not diagnosing you. I'm just.
Let's
I just,
do it. Let's do a diagnosis.
I don't, because we watched it. I don't.
I don't want to seem like a bully. I don't want to seem like a bully. I'm not being a bully.
Dr. Sunil and Dr. Bobby diagnose Harriet.
Mansplitting Harriet into thinking.
I genuinely just thought that maybe that label would make your life easier, is all I was
it
saying.
It doesn't. I don't have it. Do you not like
change? You like change.
I don't like change.
You like change.
Okay, I like change. Why
you don't
do you
like
want me
change?
To say I like change? No, it just takes me a little while to get used to it. Like, I'm fine. Like, everyone, when they announce lockdown stuff, then I just got a bit upset, but I'll be fine. I just have to get used to it. It's just get making sense of it in my head. But what? It's change. Just everyone. Yeah, everyone just has to make sense of
okay.
things in their head.
Some people right. Some people live off it. I thrive in chaos.
Yeah, that's because you're a psychopath. We all have different things.
I talked. To, I was talking to. I did a gig the other day, and I asked this woman, like, she lived on her own. And I was like, "How do you deal with like the darkness?" And she goes, "I embrace it."
Wow, yeah. Well, that's cool.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I like that.
And I was like, "Well, I just bought a couple of night lights."
Unusually sensitive to noises, touch, odors, taste, or visual stimuli. Would that be true?
But
of
if you?
You
don't shower, then don't... I'm going to say that you smell. Like,
that's
nothing
not
to
what
do
we're
with
talking
Asperger's.
About.
Like, I don't think it's related.
I'm just asking.
No, I don't think you're unusually sensitive to these things.
Thank you.
She is. Inflexibility and over-adherence to or dependence on routines. Would that be something true of you?
Yes, but that's true of most people. Everyone
that's not true of most people.
Yes.
Do you have routines? Do you?
I just eat the same food every day. But that's
yeah,
not...
but that's because you will die if you eat anything else.
Exactly. There's very little options I can have.
Stereotypical and repetitive motor patterns such as hands flapping or arm waving.
Why are you laughing?
Would that be true of you?
What are you flapping about?
Yeah, would that be true of you?
Hands.
That's a dyspraxia
yes,
thing.
True.
That's dyspraxia.
So far
your hands flap everywhere.
So far we're 3 for 3.
Like a penguin just flailing about.
And we see how people treat penguins. So.
Obsessive interest in specific special topics. These interests are usually repetitive and intense when compared to other children's interests. Would that be true of you, Harriet?
This is for children.
Yes. Would that be true of you?
Stop seeing, no, children's.
Is there not one?
They actually changed. It's now called autistic spectrum. I think. Would that be true of you? I'm just asking. Would that be true of you?
I don't know.
Yes, I would say it is because you're either obsessed with your work or. You generally, it's work. You fixate on work. That's
who
what you...
isn't?
Okay.
May I have a rich
I'm
and varied
a,
social
I'm
life?
Tough city girl.
All I'm saying is we're 4 for 4.
4 out of 4, that. Well
okay.
done.
Okay. Specific or
it's
narrow
spectrum.
Interests remain the focus of the child's interest and conversation in spite of effort to redirect the child's attention. So if you talk about work and I say, oh, look at that pretty bush,
oh,
you keep talking about work. So far, we're 5 for 5. Okay. I'm just saying we're 5 for 5. That's all
this
I'm
is good
saying.
News, Harriet. We're getting somewhere.
Failure to respect interpersonal boundaries. what are you wearing right now, Harriet?
That's not an interpersonal
yes,
boundary.
Yes, it is.
That would be like if
it's
I
very
asked...
personal to me that you take your shoes off when you're in my house and you just let you get
okay, we're 6 for 6.
Clomping about.
In a...
Clomping.
Clomp.
Inability to perceive nonverbal cues or communications.
What does that mean?
It means you have an inability to perceive those things.
I thought you were maybe oversensitive to those.
Oversensitive. I'm actually too good at it.
Okay. Does she not,
I know,
does she not
I'm very
get
sensitive.
Nonverbal cues? She knows when someone's upset.
I do know when someone's upset.
Okay.
Sad.
Yeah.
You didn't know that I was upset that you didn't take your shoes off.
Okay, that it would be the inability to perceive nonverbal cues.
No, because I thought you were angry with me and you weren't angry with me, so I'm actually oversensitive. Or you were angry
you know,
with me.
That's
you
an inability to perceive
it
the right
underlying.
Emotion.
Yeah. Okay, what about a lack of you? Hurry, this is the whole point. You were I'm not being an asshole here. lack of use or comprehension of gestures.
Well, you've never thumbs up to me at all, ever.
Yeah.
See? You've never done a thumbs up. That's a lack. You can't do them. It's so weird when you do a thumbs up. Why is your thumb like that?
I don't know.
Stop doing it. Like, what are you doing?
Do you like
that
eye contact?
Yes, I just looked at you. I was staring at you.
I'm your husband. That's different.
Not with strangers, but that's fine.
Okay. So far, we're like 7 out of 9.
Okay.
Inability to infer the thoughts, feelings, or emotions of others.
I can't read people's thoughts. Oh my God, I must have.
Difficulty making and sustaining friendships.
Yep, I'd say that.
Really? Yeah,
very difficult. No, it's a spectrum. Everyone has some of the things on the spectrum. Some people have more things than others.
There's quite a lot of things there, though, that are you.
That was all I was saying. I wasn't being mean.
What are the other ones? There's loads.
I just thought you being aware of those symptoms might make your life easier.
Yeah, because I'm neurodiverse, so I have...
But what does neurodiverse mean? That you're just... That you have some... One of the sort of verifiable conditions that aren't...
No, I have dyspraxia. So it's like crossover.
With Asperger's.
Thank you so much for listening to Why Is Harry Gray. Well, I don't know what else to say because some people do have it. And then I don't want to make fun of it because some people do have it.
I'm not making fun of it.
I know. I think you genuinely think that I have it, but I don't have it because we watch the show and I don't have those people. Like, I don't have that. I am neurodiverse, so I have some of the traits of it, but it doesn't affect me in the ways it affects those people.
What does neurodiverse mean? What's the opposite of neurodiverse?
Neuro not diverse.
Yeah, well... Or not neurodiverse. Who would that be? Someone who doesn't have any conditions that are...
Yeah, like you. I'd say you.
But you don't know I don't have any of the conditions.
I would say you don't have any of the conditions. I would say you are...
Neurotypical.
Neurotypical is the term, isn't it? Okay.
Well, it's going to be a fun lockdown, everybody.
Why wouldn't it be? I'm going to have a great time.
Yes.
I was going to do film club.
Yeah, me and Sunil have a film club. I'm playing poker. I'm going golfing. I'm having a nice time.
I don't think you can go golf. We're recording this before we've heard any of the rules. So we don't know.
Announcement soon.
Yeah.
Well, take care of yourselves.
We love you.
It's been a fun one.
Very fun. And please share the podcast with people if you think they'll like it. Please join our Patreon. We'd really appreciate it. It keeps it going. And
please join the Patreon.
Yeah, we need more Patreons just so that we feel more self-esteem.
And if you haven't already got them, the stickers are on their way to you if you've ordered some off us.
I don't believe you, Sunil.
They're there. They're on the table. I mean, he hasn't sent any, but they're on the table. They're coming. Goodbye.